airlines were hard hit on stock exchanges across Europe yesterday. EasyJet, which publishes quarterly results tomorrow, was down almost 4% in London. Here, Ryanair shed 3.5%. That's thought to have been down to the profit warning it issued for the first quarter of this financial year on the back of the EU's slower vaccine rollout, which will hit passenger numbers. And on the subject of international visitors, Foltia Ireland will today be conducting its annual trade event, which is aimed at attracting visitors to these shores. It will be conducted online again this year. Paul Kelly is CEO of Foltia Ireland. Your focus is next year, Paul. It's a tricky prospect amid all the uncertainty. Is there interest from overseas buyers, and is it tentative or solid interest?
Yeah, good morning, Brian. There is certainly a lot of interest in coming back to Ireland from overseas buyers once it's safe to do so. This morning and over the next couple of days, we're running our Mehel trade event, which is where we have about 480 Irish industry presenting their businesses to over 216 overseas buyers that have been invited in by our colleagues in Tourism Ireland. So we're on this virtual platform. We have about 8,500, just over 8,500 appointments where individual Irish businesses get to pitch their business and their offering to those international buyers. And each of those international buyers would normally be responsible for bringing tens of thousands of visitors to our shore. So obviously the primary focus is next year and future years, but really important that these are really important relationships for Ireland. So really important that we keep those relationships warm but when it is safe for international travel to return and we get a speedy recovery.
Is this year a write-off for international and overseas visitors?
Look, this year is certainly going to be extremely challenging. It's too early to say yet as to what might happen later on in half two. Obviously, it's got to be driven by the public health advice. But there is certainly, you know, obviously, as the speed of vaccination roll out in some of our key markets, as well as the vaccination rollout in Ireland, you know, people are hopeful that there will be something before the end of the year. But look, you know, that's going to be subject to the public health concerns and criteria. But, you know, but people are just keen, obviously, because 70% of our tourism economy pre-COVID was based on international visitors. People are obviously incredibly keen in the industry to get that business back as soon as possible and to recover as quick as we can.
Willie Walsh, a former CEO of both Aer Lingus and British Airways, said recently that he was worried at the signal that Ireland was sending out during the pandemic. He said it was unwelcoming and we could suffer from that. Would you agree?
Yeah, obviously, you know, in terms of, you know, the quarantines, etc., are, you know, by their nature kind of unwelcoming, unfortunately. And they do, you know, in terms of they do send those kind of signals. But, you know, in terms of what's going to be most important in the long term is that the public health situation is as positive as possible. I mean, that's what, you know, getting that right and correct is going to be what's going to enable the fastest recovery. So, you know, obviously there's a lot of factors the government have to balance in trying to get that right. And we will need to work hard to get that business back. And, you know, obviously, you know, airlines, you know, will be setting their aircraft on certain routes as soon as they're able to do it. They're keen to get as many aircraft flying as quickly as they can. So, you know, if Ireland is behind the curve in terms of getting international travel going again, now that will make it harder for us to convince those airlines to reroute aircraft back into Irish routes. But, you know, there are challenges that we have to face in due course.
And that Mehel event taking place over the coming days. Paul Kelly, CEO of Foltia Ireland, thank you.